Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated over on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Katie Rehm. She's with the University of Jamestown and with the Block Party, and she's a Block Party representative for the University of Jamestown. And Katie, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you for joining us. We're excited to talk about the upcoming 11th annual Jamestown Community Block Party. This thing has continued to get bigger and bigger and continues to be a massive draw, not just for the new students to coming to the University of Jamestown, but also for residents in the community of Jamestown. But first, for our listeners, Katie, maybe who have not heard of the Community Block Party, can you kind of explain what the Community Block Party is and why it was created?
Sure. It was created 11 years ago to kind of help the new students who weren't from the area get used to the city and kind of see what the city had to offer business-wise, organization-wise. We have a lot of churches that come and do the Block Party and stuff like that. So it's been a big thing for the new students.
For sure. And you know, I've been there every year since I first came to the University of Jamestown. It was such a great welcoming experience to the community of Jamestown. Mm-hmm. And kind of want to describe, if nobody's ever been to it before, which is kind of difficult considering a lot of people have been to it before, kind of what the setup is and what people can expect when this thing is set up coming up in August.
Sure. So if you've been downtown, the street gets closed from the railroad tracks all the way up to the library, so up to 3rd Street.
Yeah.
And we kind of close off the alleys a little bit and, like, extend into the streets. And so it's big. We have, I think last year we had over 110 booths show up.
Wow.
And, yeah, so it was crazy. Over 1,000 people came, and it's, you know, you show up and you're like, oh, this is nice. And then all of a sudden the students get there and it's like, oh, goodness gracious. It's a big event. Yeah.
Now, kind of explain that too, because again, this is for the new students, welcoming mm-hmm. them to the community of Jamestown. That huge orange wave that just comes down the hill and just joins the party is so amazing.
Yep.
Yeah.
The students are going to head down, I think, around 5 p.m. this year. They've come down a little bit later, the last couple of years. But mm-hmm. last year we had an issue with the train being stopped on the track, so they had to kind of divert their walk a little bit. So we're going to have them come down early.
Perfect.
As well. That way they can get some of the organizational information and some of the giveaways that the booths do before the community members can take it all.
For sure.
But, you know, it's for everyone.
It is. Katie Rehm again, University of Jamestown Block Party representative, joining us here on Let's Talk About It. There's something tied in with these organizational booths and stuff too, Katie, because these new students are required to go down there and meet with at least, I believe it was like 10 booths?
Six
booths. Mm-hmm. And what's the requirement behind that? What's the idea behind that?
Just to get them like out of their shell, talking to some of these businesses, maybe even looking for jobs, you know, since a lot of these students aren't from North Dakota either. We have a lot of people from California, Texas, Hawaii even, and from the East Coast. And so it's just a good way for them to kind of get out and see what's going on.
For sure.
And what the city has to offer.
And I mean, with 110 booths last year, I mean, like, there's a lot of things to see and do in Jamestown. Mm-hmm. So, and a lot of businesses, a lot of organizations and groups that they can join and be a part of the Jamestown community.
Yeah, exactly. So. And a lot of the booths, they give away food and drinks, and we have some bounce houses, and there's a dunk tank that some of the sports teams get involved with.
Yeah.
And it's just a lot of fun.
It is. It sounds like a blast. So this is coming up in August. I believe the day is set, right?
Yes, August 30th. That's a Thursday. It's the first week of school for the university, so the students kind of get thrust into it after their welcome weekend.
For sure.
It's a lot of fun.
Okay.
From 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. I think the organizations can start setting up around 2 p.m.
Okay.
So.
Excellent. Yeah. And as far as like registrations and everything goes right now, are you still looking for booths to sign up or how are we looking as far as that goes?
I think we are going to keep our registration open until August 10th.
Okay.
And that can be found on our website at www.uj.edu/blockparty. It'll bring you to a page that kind of gives some information. And if you are signing up for a booth, you have to either pay online or pay by mail because we have a registration fee this year.
Right. That is the new part of this. I'm glad you brought that up because I forgot about that. Booth spaces do cost this year, but there's a reason behind that, right?
Yes. The last couple of years, we've had a really big issue with people pulling out at the last second and not giving us enough time to find people to replace that space.
Yeah.
So it left a lot of open areas, and it's just nice to have commitment, you know?
For sure.
And I understand if you can't commit, then, you know, don't sign up.
Right.
But...
okay.
Yeah.
So $10, the new registration fee, if you're going to have a booth there for your organization, for your business or anything like that. And it sounds like Katie and the university is the way to contact and the people to contact in order to get signed up for that registration deadline around August 10th, you said.
Yes.
And again, the block party, August 30th from 5 to 8 p.m. There's going to be a lot of stuff, a lot of people involved, and it sounds like it'll be a lot of fun.
Yes. And I do believe that we have a rain site set this year.
Interesting. Okay.
We've never really been able to have one because the block party's been such a big thing.
So right.
We didn't have a space big enough.
Okay.
But now with the Newman and our Larson Center on campus, that gives us a little bit more space. So I think that's where, if it rains, which it hasn't the last 10 years.
Fingers crossed.
That's where we're going to have it.
Okay. Excellent. So it's nice to know that there's kind of like that plan in place. But going on 11 years, looking to make it the biggest one yet, all these different businesses, organizations, community members getting involved, the Jamestown, University of Jamestown Community Block Party, August 30th. Katie, is there anything else we may have missed or anything else you want to mention as far as the block party or the university goes?
There are different kinds of sponsorship levels as well.
Oh, excellent. Okay.
And that you can sign up for those when you go online and register. And what that does is it gives you your choice of booth space depending on the level of sponsorship, and you get your name and logo depending on the level of sponsorship on the back of the t-shirt that the students get.
Excellent. Yes, because all the new students get usually it's an orange t-shirt, right?
Orange t-shirt, yep.
So they stick out in the crowd. It's
exactly.
Hard to miss them.
Yep.
Perfect. Katie, again, you want to give your contact information and where they can go to register and learn more about the block party?
Yes. My contact information, you can call me at 252-3467, and my extension is 4107. If I'm not in, just leave a message.
Okay.
I'll get back to you. My email is Katie, K-A-T-I-E dot R-O-E-H-M, as in mom, at uj.edu. And then to go and register, that is www.uj.edu/blockparty.
Perfect. Lots of information, but a lot of fun. We always look forward to the community block party here at the radio station, which again comes up on August 30th. If you're looking to get a booth, registration deadline August 10th. Katie, thank you so much for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thank you.